So, if I say to Miraj, "Hi, what is what is the kehava here?" He generally will say, "Dhage na gate bhin." And each one of those dha, ye, na, natha, bhin, they have specific correspondences in how you play on the tabla. So, to someone who understands it, that immediately suggests a sound. But as I said, there are other kehavas, am I right? And maybe you can tell some of the bowls with some of the other kehavas.
Yeah, like what you just said, Kage Nake Nake Pina. Like it's like one man has some different names. It's kind of like that. So Kehara has 4 beats or 8 beats. We have 2 different forms of Kehara.
Mm.
So it could be Dhage Natin Nakirhina or Dhatin Nara Dhatin Dhara. So it varies according to the song and the mood also.
Can you give an example?
Yeah. Also like we have 10 syllables in tapa. So dha is a combination of left and right. So this is called ka, ka, ke, and if you put accent it becomes dha, ke. So with the ka, and this is the ta in the right hand. So when you mix it together it becomes dha. So this is dha.
And you can hear the dha sound.
Yeah.
It's both together. And then dha, ke, dha, ke. Na, tin. Na, ke, din. Dha, ke, na, tin, na, ke, din, na. Dha, ke, na, tin, na, ke, din, na. Dha, tin, na, ra, ta, tin, dha, ra. So, then there are another 8-bit forms, what we call like when it's quite slow, the tempo, and the songs are most important, the lyrics, then we don't disturb much.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go like, we give them the time mostly, that is our job, without disturbing the lyrics, so that everybody focus on the lyrics, you know, they feel that. Then also we go like, we do as simple as possible, just to make the groove, give the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be like, dha, din, na, din, dha, din, na, na, tita. I use this mostly, these 3 fingers are working and these 2 are supporting.
Uh-huh.
So if they are not supporting, it could really be a big challenge.
Uh-huh.
Also in the left hand, these 3, the major fingers and these 2 are supporting. So it's all the finger heads, a little help of the wrist, elbow and shoulder.
Uh-huh.
So mostly it's the finger.
So you want to the high sound, the thing?
Yeah.
So
it's amazing that it is with the finger.
Yeah. It is. Well, the instrument is amazing.
Yeah.
Another thing is like, as you know, Hazrat Amir Khusru.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with this name. Well, we are, like, he is the one who invented tabla.
In fact, sure.
We had this pakawat, the big ancient drum. So what Amir Khusru did, when the, I mean, last time he was also telling that, I think most of them, maybe you're not there, but we had this Drupad Hamar, and then with that kind of music, Pakhavaj was the instrument, like big drums like this, and it was like, I mean, the structures were the same. We had this black thing called Sahi. So it was like this big drum, and they used to play like, and like really very lower bass sound on the right hand. It's like very heavy sound. Mm. Because that is the sound you need for Drupad and Hamar. So later on, Drupad and Hamar changed, and we got Khayal in our classical music. Yeah, this is again Amir Khosrow introduced it. And with this new kind of music, we need a new instrument, which can be a little, which can be played a little faster also. And also the sound is different. We don't need that much heavier sound. We need a little bit lighter, the more colorful. So in the beginning, the music was mostly on the lower octave. The Drupad is mostly on the lower octave. Then Khayal came, and it's like mostly on the middle and upper. We started using this a lot. And for that, tabla was important. And that's the reason they introduced this new instrument. And those talas we used to play in Pakhavaj, some of them were not good enough to be played fast. Then they made these new talas also, which could be played very fast.
Mm-hmm. Does everyone know what a tala is? Mm-hmm. Yes? No?
No?
Tala is the rhythmic cycle we have, the groove, we call it here. So, that rhythmic cycle, we call it tala, and the tala is always fixed. So, say like Kehrava tala, it has, say like 4 beats or 8 beats. And Dabra tala, we have 6 beats. So these fixed beats, we also play fixed syllables there. So that is called the theka. Theka is the name of the tala. So like, I am a man, but I have a name. My name is Niti. So Niti is the theka of this particular man. So this is kind of like that. So talas are fixed. So like Kehrava tala, dha, din, na, dha, din, na. So these 6 beats, we call it Kehrava, dha. And with the syllables, dha, din, na, dha, din, na. So these syllables, they are called theka. Yeah? So yeah, people often get confused with the tala and the theka. What is this? It's the same thing. Well, it's the same thing in a way, but there are like differences also. So this is the main difference, tala and theka. So sometimes you say like, give me that theka, Kehrava tala. Give me dhage na, tin na, kehi na. So this theka. Theka means the name. Mm-hmm. And talas are fixed. Yeah, talas are those particular beats. We organize it and we keep looping it.
Ma.
Yeah, ma. Yeah. So that is tala.
I heard in a music performance once a woman speaking out the kind of syllable kind of thing.
Yeah, we also
speak. Rhythmic kind of, yeah. Kind of thing.
It's, yeah.
Is it a doing tabla with your mouth, or is it it's just like, another thing what happens?
Well, as I said, we have these 10 syllables.
Mm-hmm.
And out of these 10, we make small word, phrase. Mm-hmm. Then it becomes a sentence. Then when we do perform solo, we have also like a basic structure. We call it like in tabla, we call it qaida. Not al-qaida, but qaida. So qaida means the rules. So in the kaida, this is like our song, like dhati dhage na, dhati rikta dhati dhage, tinna ki na, dhati dhage na, dhati rikta dhati dhage, tinna ki. So you have these 2 lines, and then we go on improvising with this by maintaining certain rules that we can only use those syllables which are in the line, like dhati dhage na, dhati rikta, dhati dhage, tinna ki na. So I cannot introduce dhati dhage nada, pita dhati dhage dinna hena, because pita is not there. So then we keep on improvising with this. So these rules are there, so that's why we call it kaida. That is the rela and some luckies. So there we can, it's kind of the same rules, it's the same family in a way. And those syllables we need to sing also, and also they say it from the very beginning. Like if you're playing a percussion instrument, first you need to sing. Sing there. the syllables. Otherwise, you don't feel it. The feel doesn't come. It's like also with the variation of the teka, when you play like dhage na tin na ke dhina, if I cannot sing it in many different variations, I cannot produce that while playing it.
Mm.
I can make it like dhage na tin na ke dhina, dhage na tin na. Sounds kind of like a machine.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can like dhage na tin na ke dhina, dhage na tin na. So then this gaiki, the vocal style comes in, you know, brings out the emotions. That's why singing is very important. And also in our performance, often people tell us like, okay, sing it. You know, I want to listen to that. So they also go, it's part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot just play it.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have to sing it also. Then it's complete. So singing is very important.
Can you give an example?
Okay, yeah. Dhati dhage na dhati rakita dhati dhage tinna ke na tati ta ke na dhati rakita dhati dhage tinna ke na. Dhati dhage na dhati rakita dhati dhage tinna ke na tati ta ke na dhati rakita dhati dhage tinna ke na.
Dog, dog, dog.